woke up after midnight, both my arms and legs were sore. On my upper lip, there's a growth I've never seen before.
Time for Dr. Kevin Most and
I
sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. The pursuit of better health care starts here. You can leave John singing. That's fine. We'll just continue with Dr. Kevin Most, who joins us now. How great is Sister Jean, Doc?
Sister Jean is wonderful. And you know what? The other thing I think that's so cool about that, Steve, is at the end of the game, the respect the players show to her as well. They're not out there, you know, doing all their stuff and dance. They go over and they give her a hug, and I think it's cool.
I was a little surprised, Dave, to hear that she tore the locker room up at halftime, but that seemed to really inspire him in the second half.
It fired him up. Yeah. So, yeah. Actually, they were doing just fine at halftime.
All right, so, Doc, we got a bunch of things.
Hey, if you listen to Dean Richards yesterday, he had Brian Anderson on, who did an unbelievable job of, at least in my opinion, of discussing Sister Jean. And Sister Jean should not be looked at as a mascot for Loyola, you know, and some people unfortunately kind of put her in that realm. But it was great. But did Dave talk about Kansas by any chance? Because I had to get out of the car.
Well, a couple of things. First off, I don't look as a mascot to me as an all-encompassing term of inclusion and all that. I don't think it's a term that we put her in a suit with a funny head.
Right.
But I understand she does much more for the school than that.
Yeah.
And you're the first person I thought of last night when Kansas went on a run in that overtime as you were sure jumping around your house like a giddy schoolgirl.
Yeah, I'm not a really good watcher of basketball games. I get more nervous. I don't jump around. I like pace. But it was good to see. You know, I love programs that still have seniors in them. You know, you look at the Kentuckys, the one-and-dones, and I like seeing seniors play. It's watching Devontae Graham and Siv play.
That's a kid that scored all 13 in overtime?
No, that was Newman.
Newman.
Seinfeld's neighbor scored 13 in overtime?
Newman. That's right.
Newman.
Yep. Doc, I have to ask, did you think Grayson Allen's shot was going into the buzzer, though?
You know what? As much as I dislike Grayson Allen, I was afraid that was going to go in. And then when they showed you the replay, it was like, how did it not go in?
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm sure from a Jayhawks point of view, it's because God didn't want Duke to win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sister Jean was on their side.
Rejected. Well, you got your 1 and 2 seeds going against each other next weekend.
Number one seeds.
Oh, they're both ones.
They're both ones.
Yep. Oh, okay. So that'll be the game that everybody's paying attention to while Loyola beats Michigan.
Yep. They can. They're that good, I think.
So. Try and go against Sister Jean at this point. She knows where you live. Again, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, the pursuit of better health care starts here. We got several things to hit here, starting with, do you live in a healthy county? This is the Illinois rankings of health by county. Where did Cook County come in?
Cook County for the state came in at number 52.
Well, that can't be good.
No, you know, it's kind of middle of the road there. And
how many counties do we have in the state?
I think 104, actually. I think it's right in the middle of the road.
Okay.
But this website, and if you haven't seen it, it's really worth going. It's the entire country, so it really gives you a good view of health. Because we talk, Steve, we've talked numerous times about the Affordable Care Act and health coverage, but the impacts go beyond just having an insurance card. And this study will just show you the disparities of health within a state and within our country. And it's actually pretty fascinating if you get into stuff like this. It's amazing the differences.
102 counties are being told by the newsroom, and Steve Grzanich reporting on the number of counties. What county did you grow up in, Andrea?
Cook.
All right, so you were in Cook. Mm-hmm. You were on the edge of Cook.
Yep,
were you on the healthy edge?
I think so. Far southwestern, bordering with Will. So I think it is a little healthier.
What's the main criteria, Doug?
Well, they looked at about 42 different things, which is kind of interesting because we don't think about health that way. You know, they looked at housing and the safety of housing. They looked at the ability to have transportation. They looked at air quality, water quality, food sources, education, graduation rates, unemployment, violent crime. All those things impact our health. It's not just, can I get to the doctor? They looked at the ratios of how many doctors per individual. They looked at how many mental health care workers per individual. They looked at low birth weight. So they looked at a lot of things to come up with a picture of what we would deem to be health.
All right. What about the other collar counties around Cook? How did they do?
Yeah, you know, Will was number 9. So, you know, DuPage was number 1 and has been in the past as well. So here, if you look at just
DuPage, home of Central DuPage Hospital, a fine part of the Northwestern Health System.
Yes, that's true, and I'd say we'll take a portion of that credit, but we also have DuPage County Health Department, which is phenomenal and has really done well. But if you look at, like Andrea said, DuPage, Will, and Cook, you have number 1, number 9, and number 52. So, you know, the disparities right there are pretty stunning, to be honest.
Do we know if, like, L.A. County and you know, New York City as well, if the biggest cities have similar mid-level rankings because of, you know, the crime and stuff that goes with being in a big city?
Exactly, because of the size of them as well. But it's interesting when you look at these, and it's fun because you can compare counties. So you could compare Chicago to New York. You could compare Chicago to L.A. County. And it'll give you a good viewpoint of where you sit. And, you know, I took Cook County and compared it to the least healthy county in West Virginia and the least healthy county in Louisiana. And it's unbelievably fascinating to me, the disparity of what we have for healthcare in this country, and yet we're talking more about the Affordable Care Act and the ability to have quote unquote insurance.
And most of New York is in Kings County, Manhattan, and around that area. For those of you scoring at home,
yeah. Oh, Steve, we were talking that we actually teased this segment talking about vaping. So I think we're going to talk a little bit more about vaping now. We see this all the time. People walking along Michigan Avenue vaping. I've even seen some people in restaurants doing it. I actually didn't think that was legal because of the no smoking rule. But is vaping a safe way to quit smoking, Doc?
Well, it's interesting, Andrea. That was the big thing. The big thing was there's so many carcinogens, like we talked last week. There's so many carcinogens in tobacco. Let's give people a safer way to get nicotine. And so vaping came out. And vaping certainly is more safe than cigarettes, but it's not totally safe. You know, there still are carcinogens in there. Obviously, nicotine is in there, but nicotine is not known to cause cancer. But they have some heavy metals in there as well. So the safety of vaping is okay, and the ability for people to quit if that's what they're going to use it for is certainly a great way to do it.
I'm being told by one of our helpful listeners I misspoke. Kings County is Brooklyn. New York County is Manhattan. That's going to cost me points in our final tally.
Yes, it will.
Kids vaping more than adults, or are adults doing this too?
No, kids are vaping more than adults, and that's probably one of the bigger problems that we're starting to see now is kids abusing it. If you look at marijuana use across the country, we know that that is going up, not only because of medicinal marijuana, just because of access to it. And actually vaping, there's ways that you can make the THC in marijuana into an oil and use it for vaping. And the concern there is that, you know, people will say, oh, I can smell somebody that's smoking marijuana, or they walk by them, oh, I can smell marijuana. With vaping, you can put whatever flavor you want in there. So it'll smell like strawberries, or it'll smell like mint. So the loss of the ability to notice it by odor is gone.
Is it a myth that one leads to the other? Vaping leads to smoking, or smoking leads to vaping when you're trying to taper off, and that could lead to marijuana use?
Yeah, you know, the thought is that it's not so much a transportation drug where if I start vaping, I'm going to end up smoking marijuana. These are usually kids that are already smoking marijuana and they found the way there. Now, also people will say, well, marijuana is not a gateway drug on its way to heroin or on its way to opium or on its way to methamphetamine. And those studies are varied all over the board. But to be honest with you, it's probably more that kids are now going to have what they consider a way that they won't get caught by smoking marijuana.
You know, bad knees are a gateway drug to ibuprofen. I don't know if you know that or not. Bad knees lead to ibuprofen.
Yes.
All right, we come back. Stand-up desks. Should you stand up at work? Is this good for you? We heard about a year ago that sitting is one of the most dangerous things you can do if you're stuck sitting all day long. Stick around. More Dr. Kevin Most coming up in just a second. Back to Dr. Kevin Most, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. The pursuit of better health care starts here. When we move to the new facilities for this radio station, Doc, at 303 East Wacker?
Yes.
If anybody wants to zip over there and finish drywalling, we're going to have a stand-up control board, which means we'll be able to adjust the height of what amounts to the work desk here, you know, where all the buttons and switches and stuff are. So standing desk, healthy?
Yeah, it's interesting that they're going to invest that in you.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, I'm more concerned about the people. I'm more concerned about the people that work 8 hours a day versus those of you who work a couple hours a day, and you're standing because you can still see your cars running, and you know you're
to make sure we can get out on time.
Correct.
No, yeah. But you said before the worst thing you can do is just sit. So this absolutely gives you an opportunity to circulate.
Absolutely. It is. It's great that they're doing that because it is so important that we don't sit for long periods of time. Like you said, it is so unhealthy for us from so many different points of view. Back, the chance of blood clots. I mean, a lot of things. Sitting is a terrible position for our body to be in. So, but yeah, the stand-up desks and the stand-up control board is going to be really nice. I mean, that is exactly what we need people to do now.
So that being said, obviously, you're going to be standing. Is it better to stand or walk around a little bit and then go back to standing? Or because inevitably, we're all going to be sitting at some point.
And you hit it right on the head. You know, ideally, the thing is to continue to move as much as you can. Now, some people don't have that ability to do that because of their job. And it was interesting. A study came out, it was probably about 10 days ago now, that said, boy, standing, you know, the standing work desk can cause heart disease. And people like, oh, wait a second, now I don't want this. And we have to make sure we understand that the study there showed individuals who have to stand for 8 to 10 hours a day. Think of bank tellers, think of people that are standing in a service area where they're standing the entire time.
Okay, that's not a standing work desk then. That's a bad headline.
Correct. And they're not moving, so they're standing and not moving, and it makes the heart work harder because the blood pools in the lower legs. But it is great that they're going to do that for you.
Oh, listen, don't try to get out of it now. Well, you insulted us, and it was funny.
Right? It's not actually an adjustable thing. It's set at standing height, and then you'll have high chairs to sit at.
I thought it was adjustable.
It's not adjustable, yeah. I know that's what you kept asking for, but it's
not. The newsroom is actually adjustable. Okay. Like you can start high and then go low.
I think where Steve is, our host here, is not adjustable. But you know what we need, Doc, most? We need, you know, dental chairs, how they have, like, your knees are a little bit elevated.
Yep.
That's what we need everywhere, because I do great work laying in bed with my knees bent up and the computer on my lap.
Uh-huh. I'll say. So you want some sort of angled degree situation?
I want more of a lounge chair in the office where my knees are propped up a little. I can put the laptop right on my lap.
Well, you know, the standard desk is going away. The standard desk and cubicle.
We can all just be in dental chairs.
Well, the concern is that we are eventually going to evolve into some sort of curved back, kind of the opposite of the Cro-Magnon poster, where you went from this curved back creature to standing upright. Now we're going to go back to being curved backed and in some sort of crouching position because everybody slouches.
Especially when we're on our phones, too, looking down.
Yeah, neck down.
Right.
Bent over. Right. Yeah.
Can you see Sandberg, though, on a chair like that, like a chaise lounge chair?
Yeah, if you got her a Mai Tai, probably.
Fanning her and Joe, like, fanning her.
Yeah.
Don't you think productivity would drop a little bit if we were all in chaise lounges?
Probably.
Yeah.
Though there are certain industries where productivity couldn't drop much further.
Good point.
What's the County Health website again?
The County Health website is countyhealthrankings.org.
Countyhealthrankings.org. And Patrick's got a vaping question. Patrick, say hi to Dr. Most.
Hey, Dr. Most, how you doing?
Good. Patrick, how about yourself?
Fantastic. First of all, I've been listening to your show, little Steve and everybody, for a while.
Thank you for that.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
I have a question because I have a 16-month-old at home. And I also have a 6-year-old at home. I'm a smoker right now, trouble kicking it. And I know that the smoke on my clothes can affect his respiratory system, especially the 16-month-old.
Absolutely.
And I didn't know if maybe vaping, if that gets in my clothes, if that's as bad when I'm holding him. Because we're trying to be very cautious, but he's had respiratory issues, you know, RSV and other things.
So, first off, Patrick, I give you credit as a dad for worrying about this, but for your own health, you ought to get off it, obviously. But, Doc, what's the answer to that?
Yeah, it's actually, it's a great question. And really think about it. When someone, when you have a young child like that, you do not want them to be exposed to anything. So obviously getting off the cigarettes as much as you can and getting going to the vaping is better for you, because the nicotine, and there's not as much quote unquote secondhand smoke. The heavy metals and things that we see in vaping are in very small numbers and are usually stay in your body. So there's not a lot of exposure that we'd be concerned about for a child. So out of the, those two evils, that vaping is definitely the less and probably the safest for your child.
Can't we get them on really, Chantix or something to help them along?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, there's so many different ways to quit smoking right now. And to be honest with you, having a 16-month-old is probably the strongest one right there.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing.
Yeah, I mean, my main concern, obviously, unfortunately, is not necessarily for myself. I mean, fortunately for him, you know, I mean.
Well, it's great motivation. To do it for you as well.
And it's that addiction to nicotine is why you always want to smoke, and that hand-to-mouth motion. Both of those you can do with vaping, and you'll certainly decrease the health risk to your child, and more importantly, the health risk to yourself as well.
Well, that hand-to-mouth thing, Patrick, just slap yourself in the face every time you want to smoke.
My wife took
a carrot there.
Yep. Thanks, man. I appreciate you listening, too, Patrick. Thank you for that. Doc, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, the pursuit of better health care starts here. It's Dr. Kevin Most. Thank you, sir.
You got it. Take care.
Who, by the way, thinks that we don't deserve a stand-up desk.
I know.
You know what? He's not wrong.